Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with George Throckmorton, Managing Director, Network Development for NACHA. George, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Karen.
So it's always great to talk to our friends at NACHA, and obviously a big, big milestone was met last week when we made the official switch to same-day ACH. And our conversation today is really going to talk a little bit about some of the other payments initiatives and things that touch the same-day ACH faster payments initiatives, like tokenization and the role of APIs. So I was hoping you might be able to give us a little bit of insight there. So with that in mind, George, let me start with maybe a basic point of clarification that I think is probably really important. So last time I spoke to Jan, we talked about the faster payments umbrella and all the things that kind of tuck underneath of it that people kind of ascribe to faster payments. But I've also noticed that there are a number of terms that people use to also define faster payments, like real-time payments, ISO 20022, which is a standard, and then even tokenization. Can you help us sort out the differences among all of those terms so that we can all get on the same page?
Yeah, sure. Karen, I think you're right. There tends to be a little bit of confusion in the market with all of the talk around faster payments and the terminology that goes around with that. So I think what you'll find is some of these other initiatives, they may be components of a faster payment networks and those options, but they're not actually faster payments to themselves. So let's talk about two just distinct, which you just kind of discussed. So first, let's think about same day and real time. Both are in the press, and we're hearing a lot about those. But they are, you know, pretty distinct, different options in how they work, and really the use cases for those as well. So same day, as we know, as you just said, passed last week, adding additional windows, moving those ACH transactions faster for those originators, and we see specific use cases for those. Same day, some billing, we think in the beginning that we'll see, and certainly some payment distribution as well. I think, you know, real time is working a little bit different with individual messages. They're not batched, and they're solving their own types of use cases. So complementary, but in those cases a little bit different. But I think what you'll find is people will use that terminology interchangeably, which is not always quite accurate. So a little bit different there. And then things we've heard that we're going to discuss today, such as ISO 20022 and tokenization, also get brought into that conversation for various reasons.
Yeah, so I agree that same day, real time, instant, everyone has a different way of defining what I think they believe to be the same concept, but as you point out, does, you know, really comprise some very big differences. But I'd like to pick up on what you just said, which is ISO 20022 and tokenization. So obviously, it isn't about moving money. It is about, you know, attributes that make the process better, more standard, and more secure. So maybe you could pick up and tell us, what is the role of ISO 20022 and tokenization within the faster payments construct?
Yeah, so let's talk about ISO first. Certainly, you know, there is some confusion there with ISO 20022. To be honest, is not really a message specification unto itself. It is a set of business rules. It is global. And it really provides developers, those who are running payment networks, for instance, who want to send and receive payment messages, a way that they can standardize that approach. So we're all calling things the same thing, using the same terminology, those kind of things. But in itself, it has nothing to do with speed. The payment can move at any speed for which those users desire. We've been doing a lot of work at NACHA for quite a number of years, actually. As I mentioned, ISO is kind of that recipe, if you will. So a lot of people get it confused and think that it's an XML standard. It's not. It is the most common of language that has been used thus far, but other languages can be used as well for ISO 20022. There are work with NACHA began in really air businesses wanting to send and receive remittance in a more flexible format. So the ACH network already has that capability, and it's used by many businesses. But with the emergence of different technologies in the back office, we had seen an interest from businesses to have this flexible option of using ISO formatted messages. So with that, we've seen that even grow to further usage. And we'll talk about that a little further in our conversation today. But again, I think the thing that's confusing is that our real-time, faster payment networks leveraging ISO message specifications, and I think the answer is generally yes. They are trying to maintain interoperability from a global perspective and also trying to achieve that standardization.
So let me just make sure that I understand the ISO 20022 before we drill into to tokenization. So is this something that is new, or did it start in the U.S.? Give us a little bit of the context around how it will in fact reflect on or enhance the same day ACH capability that we now have here in the U.S. across all financial institutions.
Yeah, I think related to same day, Karen. So I think the early interest we talked about with remittance, when we're thinking about faster payments, there is still a need and a real desire for receivers of those payments to receive information about the payment. I mean, if you think about this specifically in a B2B environment, very important to receive the information about the payment, maybe equal to or even more important than the funds themselves. So that the businesses can post those. So I mentioned before the work that NACHA had done, and I think that will carry forward to same-day payments as well, where that information will want to be exchanged. In addition, what we're seeing with some growing interest in ISO is really related to businesses who have been upgrading ERP platforms. So this is where we've seen a lot of interest from those companies to really centralize functionality in the back office. They're looking to reduce costs, to gain efficiency, to really have a standardized flow for how these messages are working through that entire platform. So these businesses have been early adopters of actually sending ISO-formatted payment messages to their financial institutions. So what?
Interesting.
So where NACHA got involved approximately about 2 years ago, we started working with these financial institutions who came to us and those businesses, and we standardized the way that this is happening. So we have a product or a tool that we offer to the industry called the ISO 20022 Mapping Guide. And it allows those businesses to send ISO-formatted messages to financial institutions who then can move that information through the ACH network. So I think where that will tie in the same day is obviously if we're looking to create some of those additional efficiencies, move money faster, and to gain the benefit of that, I think these same types of businesses will be able to do that. And the mapping guide does support same-day functionality as well.
Got it. That makes sense. So let's talk a little bit about tokenization. I mean, clearly it is an industry buzzword. It's certainly a lot more than just a buzzword. We know it in the context of retail payments. Help us understand a little bit about its role in supporting faster payments. Are tokens new in its use across the ACH network?
Yeah, it's interesting, Karen. I think, we just kind of alluded to NACHA's involvement with ISO for several years. The ACH network and the use of tokens is even older than that. For many, many years, we have supported token through one that's called UPIC, offered by an ACH operator, and financial institutions can offer that service today. And so tokenization has been supported for a number of years. I think you're correct. It's starting to gain some interest. And I think it may be coming on the tail of faster payments, but I think in reality, what tokenization is designed to do is really to protect that sensitive information. So if you think about the DDA account or the checking account, so how do I replace that with a value that I can use but protects that from issues with that can occur from data breach and where that information gets in the wrong hands. So I think that's where we've seen the most interest, is then how can we help those that are originating payments using this information, help protect that. I think on the flip side as well, you've seen some consumer interest. So obviously, included in the faster payment conversation is always around mobile payments.
Sure.
And I think consumers have a growing interest to protect their information, whether it be on the mobile platform, whether it be with a merchant or biller. So I think it's just this growing trend to say, let's look at ways and how that can occur in a way that's, you know, that's user friendly and does protect those companies that are originating these payments.
Have you guys launched any sort of working group around embracing tokenization in this area now that there is this growing capability around same-day ACH and therefore moving money in ways that certainly move it faster but also give rise to more products where it could also be used?
Yeah. Karen, what we've done at Notch, I think, is kind of a twofold process. One, yes, Notch is looking at tokenization. We're doing additional research. You know, I think one thing that's important about, you know, the mass use of tokens is really around the business side of that. So what is the business case? What is the investment going to be? Is that really going to merit the advantages that we're going to see, the reduced risk? So I think we're trying to better understand that. Talked about, you know, we already have the capability in the network to support tokenization. In addition to that, Notch has the ability to reach out to the industry. So through our Payments Innovation Alliance Group, which is really made up of a very diverse set of stakeholders, corporate service providers, financial institutions, et cetera, we have had that group to take a deeper dive as well into tokenization and really looking at the individual use cases, provisioning options. So how does one get a token and use it, and any further impacts that they might see that could potentially happen with ACH payments. And to be honest, even beyond, how does that impact other networks? If you're moving money in different ways, how does that token get applied, or, you know, what is that interoperability?
Interesting. So let's skip to APIs now, which is, you know, another big force in the payments industry. Help us understand the role of APIs as it relates to same-day ACH, and I can't help but recall many conversations I've had with Jan about the skinny architecture of the ACH network, so clearly there's a connection.
Yeah, I think one interesting theme we've had in our conversation today is APIs, just like the others, not a new concept, have been around for a number of years, and really a method in which, you know, a very small amount of code can be used to have systems talk to one another, whether they be legacy or just disparate systems that you want to have that interconnectivity. So that's not new. I think where we're thinking about this in faster payments, and where we're seeing APIs used, where it can be developed faster, less costly, in an open environment, is really in the products and services and the innovations we think will occur around faster payments. You know, whether that be a better user experience, it could be improved security, but we've seen a number of those things already occurring in the industry, and I really think that's where we'll see the most innovation in the coming years is kind of with this API strategy, both with financial institutions and non-financial as well.
Well, it's been great to get the perspective around some of the things that really support the platform of innovation that certainly the ACH network has given us, but now same-day ACH has really accelerated. I mean, the role of tokens, tokenization, APIs, and having this ability to consistently communicate through ISO 20022 across networks, particularly important to businesses who are sending money to other businesses, obviously important work, and all work that you and the team at Notcha are forging ahead and moving forward for the benefit of all of the innovators and everyone in the space as well. So, George, thanks very much for your insight and clarity of explanation. It was really helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, Karen, we're looking forward to the future. I think we have a lot of things happening here, and thank you for the opportunity to discuss this with you today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.